This is FSA.
Welcome to the Inspired Parenting Radio Show with host Sandy Sedgbeer, where our mission is to inspire conscious parents, families, and educators by bringing you the latest research and thinking on supporting today's highly evolved children to fulfill their potential as healthy, confident, resourceful, and emotionally intelligent individuals.
Hello, you're listening to the Inspired Parenting Radio Show. I'm your host, Sandy Sedgbeer. And today we're going to be discussing an aspect of parenting that doesn't, to my mind, get as much exposure as it should. Every parent wonders about the potential of their child, what kind of personality they'll have, what interests they'll develop, what career they'll choose. In short, who and what they're going to be and do when they grow up. There are many tools, both ancient and modern, to help us divine the natures and personalities of our children. One that I used and found to be an accurate and excellent guide to the personas and interests of my own kids was astrology. But I confess it never occurred to me when I was raising them that there might be another, more powerful influence guiding them, one that had more to do with the uniqueness of their essence, their soul's purpose, and who they really came here to be. Then 10 years ago, I came across a revolutionary body of work which utilizes our astrological birth charts to uncover the specific group of spiritual principles or influences that each of us wear throughout our lives like an invisible undergarment that's constantly informing, guiding, and girding us. That body of work is revealed in a book called The Invisible Garment, 30 Spiritual Principles That Weave the Fabric of Human Life. The author, Dr. Connie Kaplan, is with us today to share how knowing your child's spiritual garment will not only give you many ahas and insights regarding all the things about them that might be baffling you, but also gives you profound information that will help you unlock your child's soul purpose, uncover their unique gifts and mastery, and help them make choices that align with the principles that influence them directly, and in so doing, support them in fulfilling their life's true purpose. Dr. Connie Kaplan, welcome. Thanks for joining us. Well, it seems we have a little bit of a problem here. Just stay there and I'll be back in a few seconds and make sure that we have Dr. Kaplan on the line. Well, stay with us. We're just having a few technical problems, and we'll have Dr. Connie Kaplan with us in just a few seconds.
Hello.
And here you are. I am sorry, Mercury retrograde, it never fails to get me. I always have technical problems when Mercury goes retrograde. So, Connie, we're going to have to start again because our listeners didn't get to hear you. Again, if you could just share with us how this profound body of work came to you.
All right. In 1986, I experienced a very bizarre illness. It was... It took forever to diagnose it, but it was eventually diagnosed as a viral infection in my brain. And this viral infection knocked just a lot of normal synapse, you know, regular stuff, haywire. Like if the phone rang, I couldn't remember what you were supposed to do to get it to stop. Or if the doorbell rang, I couldn't remember what you were supposed to do. So just a whole lot of things like that happened. And this was in 86, 87, 88. And I was just really out of it during that period of time. It's a lot of people refer to it as a rewiring of the brain. It was also a time when I was really receiving a lot of information, a lot of spiritual information. So that was in 86. That body of information happened to be about dreaming and what dreaming is about and how we go about understanding our dreams. Then in December of 1984, I was sitting with my father at his deathbed, and he had been unconscious for several days and had indicated before he went unconscious that he was ready to die. And I was just kind of with him. It was dawn, early one morning in December. And I was just kind of praying that he could be released from the body, you know, just kind of saying there's no unfinished business and he wants to go and there's no reason to keep pumping this heart and pumping these lungs. And I heard the door open behind me, and I assumed it was a nurse coming in to check his vitals because it was pre-dawn, too early for visitors. But I turned around and I saw two angels, just these great, big, tall, incredibly benevolent, loving creatures. They didn't have halos and wings and all that kind of stuff. They were just big, benevolent beings. And they told me that they had come to take my dad, and they asked me if I would write down this body of information. They said that there are errors in the way humans understand what incarnation is about, and that the errors needed to be corrected in order for the human species to evolve. And they wanted me to write a book. And I was very resistant to the idea because this was back during a lot of those channeling and, I don't know, the kind of a new agey time. And it just felt inauthentic to me, the whole New Age thing. And I didn't want to join in that thing. And so I was very resistant, but they were very persistent. And they said, you know, just write this stuff down and we'll send you the people that need to know the information. And so I agreed to do that. And over the next 3 or 4 months, I would wake up periodically, usually around 3 o'clock in the morning, not every night, but a lot of nights, and just start writing. It wasn't like automatic writing. It was just I kind of woke up from a dream and knew what to write down. Some of the errors that they wanted us to correct were, first of all, they want us to know that it's not a one-man, one-soul world. That we, you know, when we use the phrases, she has a good soul, or she is a good soul, or she is an old soul. That's us projecting independence onto a level of consciousness that is not separated in nature. The human soul is one unified field of consciousness out of which each of us individuates, but that we are all deeply connected on the soul level. So that was one error. Another error was that they wanted us to know that we don't come here to learn lessons. The world isn't the schoolhouse that a lot of people claim that it is. We don't come here to learn anything because the soul doesn't need to learn anything. We come here in order to deliver a gift from the level of soul into the level of form. And so what we need to do is be that gift. So each of us is born with a certain number of spiritual principles. They gave me 30 spiritual principles that interweave to create the fabric that is human life. And each of us is born carrying a certain configuration of those 30 principles, up to about 12 principles we have in our weave. And that's why I've called the book The Invisible Garment, because we're speaking about a sort of a swaddling cloth that is wrapped around us at first breath and that stays with us throughout our lives, influencing us to think and feel and be in alignment with these principles. So a successful incarnation is one in which we get out of the way.
Connie, I'm going to ask you just to hold that thought for a moment, because we're about to go to our break. You're listening to the Inspired Parenting Radio Show. My guest is Dr. Connie Kaplan, whose book, The Invisible Garment, provides the missing link between understanding the persona and potential of our children and uncovering their hidden gifts and the true purpose of their souls. We'll be back in a few moments, so please stay tuned.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Alaya, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I've tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to the Inspired Parenting Radio Show. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, and I'm speaking with Dr. Connie Kaplan about spiritual parenting and how the 30 spiritual principles revealed in her book, The Invisible Garment, can provide valuable insights into and guidance for discovering who your children are and how you can help them fulfill their true purpose. Connie, I was sorry to interrupt you there. We were just getting to a fabulous part. So if you can remember where you left off, please tell us more about the principles.
Well, I'm sorry, I got a little carried away there and I forgot that we kind of lost some time there at the beginning. In a nutshell, this work says each of us is born wearing a specific configuration of energy. And that configuration can be defined by looking at the principles that influence us on a daily basis. Each of us has a unique set of principles There are only 30 principles, so, you know, we're all pulling from those 30, but they're configured uniquely in each person. So what we can do is look at our astrological chart. Each of the principles has a numerological correspondence. So we look at the degrees of our various planets and correspond those degrees to the principles. And that's how we can see what our principles are. So as you were saying, it's incredibly valuable to know what your children's principles are, because that literally gives you a map so that you can understand how your children function, how they learn, what their tendencies are emotionally, what their tendencies are ethically, and what their tendencies are physically. So it has been very, very helpful for so many parents to know what their children's principles are and what their children's gift is. Because if you know what your child's gift is, you can create opportunities for him or her to not only understand it themselves, but deliver it in a real authentic way.
You know, when I first read your book, obviously one of the first things I did was to look at the charts of everybody I knew, including my own children. And I had to laugh when I saw that my daughter's son was in the principle of resistance. My daughter has always gone to no before she's gone to yes. And she's always tested out everything over and over and over again. And it just made me smile, because I thought all those years, you know, when she was just saying no for the sake of saying no, was actually part of her pattern.
Exactly. And I'm glad you brought that particular example up, because one thing that one needs to know when looking at these principles is that the definition of a principle, the spiritual definition of it, is slightly different than our vernacular use of the word. So, you know, we often use resistance to mean you're not doing what I want you to do. You're not behaving the way I think you should be behaving. And
I can't control you.
But the principle, the spiritual principle of resistance, is like a resistor in an electrical circuit. So the water flows over Hoover Dam, and that creates heat, which is energy. But that energy has to go through several resistors in order to be transformed, in order to be properly, you know, brought into your home so that you can plug your blow dryer in. You know, you can't plug your blow dryer directly into Hoover Dam. So a person who has resistance, and specifically like your daughter, a person whose son, whose primary principle is resistance, she really receives a great deal of spiritual information, and it is part of her gift is to translate that information into something that is understandable and useful in the world. So, yes, her initial response is going to be no, because she's in the process of translating and transmuting all of these things that she perceives, as a young child, of course, didn't understand, because she wasn't behaving the way the rest of the world was, and so she felt separated and isolated. So as you can see, a mother who knows that about her child can be supportive of that kind of energy that it takes to finally figure out who it is that you are and what your gift is. As opposed to being so frustrated by somebody who just says no, no, no.
Mm. Now, you, in each chapter of your book, A Manual for Spiritual Parenting, which draws on the invisible garment, you make suggestions about how parents can witness and observe their children's principles at work in their lives. And you say, as you know, which is so true, we've just talked about it, is that it's hard for us to see our children clearly. We either see them through rose-colored glasses, or we see them through eyes that are too critical. But looking at them through the principle rather than the behavior actually teaches us an awful lot. Can you give us some examples beyond the one we just had of my daughter about, you know, from your experience with children, how this can be helpful?
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking of a friend of mine whose daughter's son principle, her primary gift, was in the principle of randomness. So once again, randomness in the vernacular just means chaotic and, you know, kind of useless. But as a spiritual principle, randomness is like that time when you're looking through a kaleidoscope. You see a pattern, and then you turn the kaleidoscope and you see these rocks just going chunka, 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 and they don't appear to be going anywhere. And then all of a sudden, there's a new pattern that emerges. So a child who has randomness is one of her primary principles, is a child who has to kind of let things unfold. She just has to let things unfold until she sees the new pattern. So that kind of thinking and that kind of beingness requires a great deal of patience on the parent's part, because you can't just stand over the child and say, make a decision and hurry up. This particular child that I'm thinking of, I think she was accepted to like 7 or 8 major universities. And by major, I'm talking, you know, Harvard and Yale and, you know, major universities because of her brilliance. And she had a heck of a time deciding where she wanted to go. And so she and her parents lived on the West Coast, and she kept wanting to go back to the East Coast to visit all of these colleges, and it became really, really expensive. But her parents knew that randomness was her primary principle, and she had to keep pushing at it until the pattern emerged. And then when it finally emerged, she made her choice, and it was the right choice, and, you know, all was well. But parents who wouldn't understand that kind of randomness would get terribly frustrated at the amount of money that it was costing to send her back east over and over, and at the amount of time she was taking. And she was kind of pushing the edge, you know, like it's time to accept. You have to accept by a certain date. There's a deadline. So parents without the understanding of what her process was might have been really frustrated and really pushy. So that's one example. Another example would be when you have two kids who think very differently. One of the principles in your contract is your mental body, you know, the way you think. So even though it's not a popular thing to say, sometimes you have to treat children differently. You have to set different rules and different deadlines and boundaries for kids, because, you know, a child who, for example, my son has gratitude as his mental body. So he doesn't ever get lost in questioning or wondering. He lives in kind of an amazement, you know, about what the world is and how it unfolds in front of him. So we never really had to discipline this child much or give him a lot of, you know, rules and regulations and curfews and boundaries. He's self-regulated. Whereas my daughter, her mental principle was generosity. So she seemed to be a person that was just willing to give and give and give and give. And sometimes when the giving outweighs the receiving, that's kind of you get into kind of a burnout. And so I had to help her learn how to make sure that she balanced giving and receiving in her life. And that meant that I had to set some boundaries for her just to demonstrate to her what that looked like. And by receiving, I'm not just saying, you know, getting love from people or getting gifts from people. I mean taking care of your body, you know, because some people can be so generous with their time and energy that they actually burn out. So I had to treat my two children very, very differently. And of course, my daughter,
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Are you ready to shift your energy, consciousness, and limiting beliefs? Join me, Shefali Burns, every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Shifting with Shefali here on OM Times Radio. Shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Well, welcome back, and you're listening to the Inspired Parenting Show. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, and I'm back online. Interestingly enough, I had my internet upgraded this morning to the highest you can possibly get, and what happened? It failed me. Well, I think we have Connie back on the line. Connie, are you there?
I am.
I'm glad you are. we're certainly having a day of it today. Let's continue before we get cut off again. So let me ask you that in your manual on spiritual parenting, you write about the four pillars or the bodies, which you describe as holistic structures grounded in human nature. So what are they and why is it important to understand them?
Well, in the process of becoming a human being, in the, you know, the process of taking an incarnation, each of us has to develop four bodies. One of them, of course, is the physical body. One of them is the mental body, the way we think. One of them is the emotional body, the way we experience and interpret our experiences. And then one of them is the ethical body, the way we make our choices and make our decisions. And each of those four bodies works together sort of like a magical square, and hopefully they work in partnership, you know, equal partnership with each other in order to create a personality. Other spiritual systems would call this the ego, and some spiritual systems, you know, claim that we need to get rid of the ego, but this system says no, we need to have a really strong and balanced and egalitarian ego. So that, you know, that basically means that if your thinking and your thinking body and your emotional body work hand in hand, rather than having one of them run roughshod over the other, you have a more successful avenue for delivering the gift that you are. And each of these four bodies has a spiritual principle that influences it. So if your mental body is, as I was just talking about my daughter, is in generosity, you're going to be thinking about ways, you know, to give. My mental body, on the other hand, is in silence. So what I have to do in order to think clearly is have a great deal of solitude and a great deal of openness in my mind in order to sort of allow thoughts to move through it without getting clogged up. So that's just one of the interesting ways that each of us can look at our children and see, oh, look, you know, this child thinks so completely differently from this child. This child is spiritually influenced to think in a different way from this child. That's why learning is so different from one child to another. It would be wonderful if school systems could understand how imperative it is to teach, to offer different ways of learning and to teach differently for different children.
You know, in that section, you talk about seeing the physical body, and you wrote, you gave a little story that really resonated with me. And you said that sometimes it becomes important for us to change our behavior towards our children when we learn about their physical principle. And the story you gave was one of a parent who says her daughter's physical principle is in memory. She cannot stand any kind of noise, even soft music playing in the background when she's trying to concentrate. Yet, paradoxically, she often screeches loudly whenever something displeases her, playing the piano loudly, drumming on furniture, and treating her puppy roughly. Now, that describes my grandson, who is very sound sensitive and yet very insensitive, it seems, to the sounds he makes. What advice would you give to a parent there to change, you know, the way that they're dealing with that?
Well, you know, I think it starts with understanding that the noise that this child is making is coming out of a level of frustration. It's not, it's not really misbehaving. It's not trying to be disruptive. It is a level of frustration because the mental body is unable to to kind of balance itself. So just by starting with that, a parent who understands the frustration that a child is going through can try to create situations and circumstances under which the frustration is heard and understood and spoken to rationally or reasonably. You know, what can we do? You know, what can we do to make this situation less stressful for you? How can we make this work? What is it you need me to hear that I can't really hear when you're just making noise? And that's part of what we do in this booklet, the Manual for Spiritual Parenting, is suggest that first carefully observing through the lens of the principles of your child, how they try to express, and then speaking with children in very adult ways. It's one of the things that my children have said to me over and over. The fact that you talk to me as if I were an adult, the fact that you talk to me as if I could understand what you were saying when I was 3 years old, gave me a confidence that other kids don't have when their parents kind of talk down to them or ignore them or... but anyway, I'm just saying, if you come to your child from an understanding of what they are, how they're being influenced, you can then come to them with a list of options of how they can better express themselves.
What about discipline? I mean, discipline is something that is a challenging thing for many parents. You know, a lot of people obviously don't believe in smacking, and yet they find it very hard to find ways to communicate with their child. How can knowing their principles help them there?
Well, I think in terms of discipline, I think one of the most important things for parents to know is that parenting is as trendy as anything else. We go through these trends about what is the right way and what is the wrong way to treat our children. So, you know, when you and I were growing up, spankings were not the wrong way. Spankings were the acceptable way. I know that when my children were born, the acceptable thing to do was to put a child in the bed and let them cry themselves to sleep. I couldn't do that. I never was able to do that. So I think the first thing that we have to do is recognize the trending that goes on in parenting and not be subjected to it. Pay close attention to your child rather than close attention to what experts are telling you to do with your child. I know that when my oldest daughter was born, you know, when you give birth for the first time, not only are you giving birth to your child, but your child is giving birth to you as a mother. You know, you haven't been a mother prior to that moment. And so there's kind of a unity consciousness going on there between you and your first child. And I wasn't particularly well-mothered. My mother was had some emotional issues, and so I just looked at my first child when I got her home right after she was born, and I said, I don't have a clue how to be a mother, so you got to show me. We've got to work together here. And I spent now this was before the invisible garment work came through, and so I didn't actually have her principles to work with, but I spent more time observing what she seemed to be trying to express than I did determining how I thought she should be expressing or how I thought she should be behaving. And, you know, some children actually do want and need an enormous amount of structure. And if a parent is creating structure knowing that that's what the child is really asking for, then it doesn't become about disciplining. You know, it becomes about creating the right environment for the child. Other children are hurt by that kind of structure. They feel, my parents don't trust me. You know, my parents don't feel like I know how to live my life. So I really think in terms of discipline, I can't give a rule, because I think each child and each parent have to work together to know what those boundaries need to be.
I guess understanding, as you said earlier, you know, understanding how the principles operate through them would you know, cut that one off at the pass anyway, because we'd have a greater understanding of behavior, and it wouldn't be defiance or it wouldn't be naughtiness. It would be an expression of something else.
It's very hard, of course, when your child is being loud or rude or disruptive, when you're trying to communicate with another adult, for example, or when you're trying to even communicate with your spouse and the child is so disruptive. It's very, very difficult not to just want to smack them, like you said, or want to send them to their room and not listen to them. It's a really tricky thing, because we are living right now in a very, very permissive era. The trend right now is to make sure that the child gets everything that they need before they even know that they need it. And, you know, that's pretty destructive, I think, to the child.
And it makes it very confusing for the parents, too. As you said, you know, the trends, it becomes really hard to know what is the right thing to do.
Yes, you know, I wrote an article recently for a magazine that you're editing, and I entitled it, well, I forget what I entitled it, but it was something about the whole participation trophy trend that's going on right now. Some people are terribly, terribly upset if their child doesn't receive a trophy. They feel concerned that it's going to damage their self-esteem. Other people are equally upset if their child received a trophy that they didn't earn. And, you know, I've even read stories about some parents sending the trophy back because the child didn't earn it. And my contention is, if you know who your child is and if your child knows who he or she is, then the trophy matters not at all. You know, a child knows whether they earned the trophy or not, if
Absolutely.
They really know who they are. You know, my son.
Connie, we're going over to a break now.
Okay.
But again, hold that thought.
Okay.
You're listening to the Inspired Parenting Radio Show. My guest is Connie Kaplan, author of A Manual for Spiritual Parenting. And we're talking about how we can uncover our children's unique gifts and help them fulfill their soul's purpose. After the break, Connie will tell us why it's important to not minimize or dismiss children's dreams. And she'll share the most important gift that we can give to our children and to humanity.
bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, sea-edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Inspired Parenting Show, and I'm talking with Dr. Connie Kaplan about spiritual parenting and why the most important gift we can give to our children and ourselves is a sense of who they and we really are. Connie, in your chapter on dreams, imagination, and play, you say that the principles manifesting through our soul's incarnation often show up in dreams. But by the time a child is 5 or 6, they've often learned that dreams are meaningless, i.e. if they have a frightening dream, they're told, oh, don't pay any attention to that. It's only a dream. But that's a mistake on our part, you say. Why?
Well, because it's not only a dream, and because to tell a child that what he or she has experienced, even in, you know, in imagination or in dreaming, is to just sort of devalue the child and devalue his or her experience. What I usually tell people when they bring nightmares, when they bring children to me who are suffering with nightmares, is that you have the right to re-dream. You have the right to just sit down and close your eyes and reimagine that dream and imagine it with a different ending. You have the right to imagine yourself as a superhero or as a very wise and capable person who can change the outcome. And a lot of times when I ask not only children but grown-ups too who are having nightmares to stop and turn around and look at whatever monster or scary thing it is that's chasing them, you stop, you turn around, you look, and you say, what do you want? And you often find out that it's really you chasing you. You know, it's your own potential. It's your own possibility. It's your desire to become the best that you can possibly be. But sometimes becoming the best of ourselves is very frightening. So I like to teach parents to teach children not to be afraid to rewrite their dreams. And when that happens, it's very empowering for the child.
Now, you mentioned earlier an article that you've written for Inspired Parenting Magazine's online website, and you're going to start an entire series that goes into each one of the principles to help parents understand more about their children. Tell us about your vision for this series and the other kinds of information you'll be sharing.
Well, the configuration of energy that each of us carries is kind of complex to understand. When you take your first breath, every planet in the sky is in a very specific location. And to the extent that we really understand that we are all interconnected, not only with each other, but with the cosmos itself, to that extent, then we can see that the location of that principle, of that planet in that moment, affects us throughout our whole life. It influences us. So to take these planets one by one and say, this is the kind of influence that this planet has on your life, and this is the principle that influences you in that way. To take them one by one, step by step, is to give ourselves a real thorough understanding of this weave, of this invisible garment that surrounds us. So, for example, the sun principle, as I've said earlier, is your primary gift. That is the reason that you took the incarnation. That principle is what you're here to be. And I always emphasize being over doing, because when you learn to be that principle, anything that you need to do in order for that principle to express itself through you shows up to be done. You don't have to worry about sitting on the couch for the rest of your life, thinking about being. The sun principle is your primary gift. But the moon affects you in a very different way. The moon is a reflection of the sun, but the moon is also in your life pattern, your safety net. It's your mirror. It's the principle that you have mastered and that will always pull you out of a tough situation if you step aside and let it express itself. So on and on and on we go down through, Mercury and Venus and Mars and Jupiter and Saturn. Each of these planets influences you or influences your child, in a very specific way. So that's what I'm planning to do, is one by one take these planets and explain how they influence your life, and then use some of the principles in each article to demonstrate how they push you and influence you and nudge you towards certain kinds of behavior and certain kinds of experiences.
So for parents who want to, explore this further, I think it's important to let them know that astrology, they don't need to get scared by astrology. They can just go and get a free chart, and all they're looking at are the degrees of the planets in their child's chart. And once they've got those degrees, which align to the 30 principles, then they can read up in the Invisible Garment more about the principles, and in your book on spiritual parenting. Right. Where would you advise people to go to get their charts?
There are hundreds, I think, hundreds of free astrological software systems. All you have to do is kind of Google it and say free natal charts. Where do you go mostly to get your chart?
For me, I go to astro.com. I find it to be very good. And I think it's important also to let people know all we need are the time, date, and place of your child's birth in order to pull up their chart. That's it. Most people know that.
Yeah, the reason I don't have a .com place right in my head is because I have astrological software on my computer, so I don't usually go on the internet. But it's very easy to find a place to get a free chart. And it's kind of fun sometimes to get free charts of like celebrities or politicians or famous people, because you can sort of look at their charts and say, oh, that's very interesting the way, you know, the way they express these principles in their lives. You can see them at work that way.
So do you offer people individual consultations? You know, if somebody brought you their child's details, do you offer that service?
I do. I offer private consultations either by phone or Skype or in person. If the people live in Los Angeles or can get to Los Angeles, I can do it in person. I also have a workbook that you can purchase off of from my website. My website is www.turtledreamers, turtle the animal, dreamers plural, turtledreamers.com. And there I offer an invisible garment workbook, which if you purchase the workbook, I compile it uniquely for each individual. It's about 150 pages of stuff about you or about your child. And so a lot of times people will order workbooks so that they can just read and do a lot of exercises and do a lot of artwork and, you know, really get into their own principles and or into their children's principles.
You also offer year-long classes, don't you?
On occasion, I do offer classes when I get enough people interested in doing a class. Right now, I'm doing a series of classes, which is very interesting because it's with women who either are parents or therapists or teachers of autistic children. And so we are exploring how to better understand a nonverbal child, for example, or a child who has a lot of emotional or energetic challenges in terms of their communication and how it changes your relationship with them if you understand what their principles are and can kind of get a picture of what they're trying to express. So those are the classes that I'm teaching right now. But I do on occasion, just get six or seven people together and we meet regularly on Skype and talk about the 12 principles in your individual garment.
Mm. Connie, before we close the show, in your conclusion to A Manual for Spiritual Parenting, you remind us that we live in an age like no other in human history, and that the children of the 21st century seem to be more special in many ways. And we're handing them a world full of challenges to which we cannot give them the answers, and in most cases can't even imagine the questions. But we can give them a sense of who they are. Is there anything you want to add to that before we finish the show?
You know, I am in great admiration of the young people. The young adults, the people in their 20s right now, I know that not that many of them have really understood who they are, but I love watching these kids work together to solve problems. You know, when it's too expensive to go by taxi, they invent Uber. When it's too expensive to stay in hotels, they invent Airbnb. You know, they seem to come together and create through technology and through apps and through...
Connie, I'm afraid we're out of time now.
Okay.
I'm sorry that we've had so many technical problems. I wish we could have had a straight run because it's been fascinating. Thank you for joining us today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Connie. Bye-bye. Connie Kaplan's book, The Invisible Garment, 30 Spiritual Principles That Weave the Fabric of Human Life, is available in hardback and Kindle versions on Amazon.com. And you can also take a look at Connie's website at turtledreamers.com. Next week, we'll be discovering your child's learning style with education consultant and learning success coach, Mariemma Willis. If you're looking for more Inspired Parenting information, you can go to inspiredparentingmagazine.com, where you'll find a wealth of free articles and details of our fully loaded subscription package. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer. Thank you for being with me today. Bye-bye.